Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It's going to be a more complicated and at times tougher morning commute for some people over the next couple of weeks. It's because of the replacement of the Commonwealth Avenue Bridge over the Mass Pike. As part of the project, ComAv and the BU Bridge will be closed until August 11th, and buses are replacing Green Line trains through the area. Work on the project started early this morning, and joining us now to talk about it and the detours is State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver. Good morning, and thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Good morning, Bob. Happy to join you.
Thanks very much. So tell morning commuters what it's like out there. What's the scene at ComAv right now?
So ComAv right now, as well as BU Bridge connecting to ComAv, are both closed. So the current detours that are in place are allowed only for buses to get across ComAv, and that's allowing for us to continue to carry passengers that would normally be on the Green Line, which is also shut down. And so let me kind of run you through really quickly about what they did last night. It was all about logistics. They essentially went in and they're prepping for the major construction that's going to start tomorrow morning. So they really put a lot of detours into place. They put barriers up. They put the fencing up that really contains both pedestrians and bicyclists that are still allowed to access and walk past the site. They shut down the Green Line. By that, I mean even though we're not doing extensive track work this year like we did last year, it is construction that's right next to an electrified catenary wire. So we have to shut down the Green Line and de-energize that wire to make sure that it's safe as demolition is going on. So right now, Green Line is being bussed by in a bus-only lane that we have open across the westbound portion of the bridge. The eastbound portion of the bridge.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
As we look outside the WBUR studios right now, we can see the giant steel beams and the construction equipment all lined up. And I'm wondering, what did you learn from the first half of this project last year that you're implementing this year to make it even more efficient?
Well, the first thing is that we did identify a number of areas last year, especially on the detour routes, that had a little bit of friction in them. So we went into today knowing where those spots were already, which really made setup a lot easier. We're going to continue to monitor those areas to make sure that people are going where we expect them to, make sure that where we have signage is appropriate, and that people can understand where they need to be as they're moving through the site. So that, as far as logistics around the site goes, that was one of the big lessons learned. The other thing that I think that we're doing that's a little bit different that everybody, and probably the most noticeable, is last year we had a large red crane right in the middle of the turnpike as you approach the job. This year it's a little bit different because of the type of construction we're doing. We didn't need a crane that was that large, for starters. And also it proved to be a little bit unwieldy. It was such a big piece of equipment that it kind of got in the way a few times last year. So this year we're going to be staging construction a little bit different with multiple cranes on top of the bridge rather than having anything staged from the turnpike.
Well, what's your message for people who need to find alternative routes because they simply need to come into this area or go through this area to get to where they need to go for work or other reasons?
Well, there's really three things that they should be doing if they absolutely must travel through the region. The first thing is get on our website, and you can do any search engine for Commonwealth Avenue Bridge, and you're going to find our project page. When that project page has a lot of information on it as far as what kind of detours there are, what kind of diversions that are in place, because there is many, and how travel will be impacted depending on what type of mode of travel you're taking. So you should really get on the website and better understand it. Two, you should leave yourself plenty of time. It's going to be congested no matter what time you're going to be traveling and no matter what kind of mode you're going in. So if you have to be at some place on time, if you're going to the airport, for example, make sure you give yourself a lot of extra time to get there. And the final thing is that when you do start on your trip, make sure you use whatever tools are available to you. If you're driving, make sure you're using some sort of mapping app such as Waze or Google Maps or what have you, so that you can get the best route to travel through the area.
Last question, if I might, Highway Administrator Gulliver. As you know, the last couple of weeks, the weather's been up and down with occasional thunderstorms and some heavy rain. And frankly, that's the forecast for the next week to week and a half as well. Is there a possibility that weather may delay the projected finish of this project August 11th?
So the weather we're going to continue to keep a really close eye on. For this type of work, the biggest concern for us is going to be when we do get those thunderstorms. When as you can imagine, giant steel beams and cranes don't mix well with lightning. So that's the one safety issue that we're very concerned about. And if we do have a thunderstorm blow through here during construction, we are going to probably have to halt operations just for the safety of everybody around the site. Otherwise, this being predominantly a precast concrete structured deck, we're not too worried about rain in this case. So water and concrete don't generally mix well, but we don't have a lot of concrete work, so we're pretty confident that what we have, as long as we don't get torrential rain for a week straight, we should be okay as far as getting all of our closure pours in place.
State Highway Administrator Jonathan Gulliver, thanks a lot and good luck.
All right, thank you.